podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
I grew up in Lebanon and I hated the Jews. I was told that the Jews are evil, that they hate everybody and they would do anything to achieve their goals.
Disemboweled humans and raped women paraded around the streets while thousands cheered. Nothing has prepared any of us for this.
I'd never imagined seeing what we've witnessed after October 7th.
This was the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust.
We must normalize massacres as the status quo.
There are people openly celebrating mass murder.
History is made that day. Very proud of my people. Very, very proud.
They are not cheering for the liberation of the Palestinian people in Gaza. They are screaming, gas the Jews.
Love it.
When we think about October 7th, so many days, so much horror. The hostages, at least 24 still believed alive, who were taken that fateful day, October 7th. But what led up to it? And thinking about the hatred, this is an incredible, inspiring post-7 film that wants to rethink this hatred's roots, the anti-Semitism's roots, and turning that hatred, they say, into strength for Jewish identity and Western values, and in many ways trying to inspire and bring us all together in a way of understanding the root cause, if you will, of why is this hatred existing. So it's called Tragic Awakening. That's the film, and coming locally to Philadelphia at the Weitzman April 6th. So we want to bring in somebody who's behind all of this, a dear friend, Kathy Burnett, who you know, Kathy Burnett, as a host here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And Kathy had reached out to Dan Borowski, to me, and said, you've got to talk about this. You've got to know about this. And as well, that brings us to Irma Fralick, who is the biggest supporter, local promoter, and sponsor of this film and bringing this film to the Weitzman locally, not far from where I'm broadcasting from at Odyssey World Headquarters. Hey, Dawn Stensland with you this morning. I want to welcome in Irma Fralick as well as our own Kathy Barnett. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about it. And, you know, as far as this film, and as I understand it, you'll have a talk back opportunity. So can you take us through, you know, what this is all about, why it's important for people to attend and support this film, Tragic Awakening?
Absolutely. Irma, why don't you start us off?
Okay, so I'm bringing this film into Philadelphia to just never forget. It's been almost 2 years, year and a half, yeah, of a war that was started on October 7th, an assault on Israelis and Jews in the land of Israel. And it stems from anti-Semitism that has been going on for thousands and thousands of years, and every once in a while it just flares up. And October 7th was the flare-up. And we're at a time where we need to bring this film to Philadelphia, where we have the third or fourth largest population of Jewish people. And we have a lot of Christian people that support the land of Israel that get impacted every time there's a war in Israel. And we need to, and I thought it was important to bring the film to the area. But the most important part of the event on April 6th at the Weitzman Jewish Museum is that we're going to have the subject of the film, which her name is Rawan Osman, and she's a Syrian-Lebanese-born young woman that was taught to hate the Jews, mm-hmm. and has completely turned around her narrative after getting to know us and getting to know what Israel really stands about. And that's a very important testimony that many people have never heard, a perspective from someone who was born in Syria, Lebanon, lived there, and comes from a Muslim background, although secular, but has been taught to hate the Jews. So that's the impetus for bringing the film to Philadelphia.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Kathy, mm-hmm. let me just update this, you know, because just the headline, this is a continuing developing story. So Israel at war, this is day 539, and this is in the news this morning. There's one hostage's parents wanting to meet with Benjamin Netanyahu. This is the latest breaking news out of this, that these people, 539 days later, and just to bring forth the urgency of why this is such a big story, an important story, and now being brought to Philadelphia. Kathy, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, and I came across this film because I was introduced to the, this film is based on, in part, the book of Rabbi Raphael Shore, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Jew? And I started reading that particular book as a Christian because I wanted to know, like most of us, why do people hate the Jews? Like, what is up with this hatred? Like, we saw what happened on October 7th, and most of us, or at least I did, thought, like, okay, clearly people will see this as being evil, what just transpired. And, you know, and then there would be an opportunity to have some conversation, but it wasn't. October 7th happened, and by October 8th, it was, you know, riots on college campuses here in America. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking myself, why is there such hatred? And what started off with me reading a book about why people hate the Jews really became a book about identity, and not just a Jewish identity, but my identity and a search for identity for me as an American, as a Black person, as a Christian, as someone who's come from a broken family situation. I started, as I was reading this book, I started not just seeing the story of the Jews, but also this universal story that doesn't just impact Jews, but it impacts all of us. And that is this quest to understand our identity. Who are we? Why are we here? What is our purpose? And I think that in this film, you know, again, it's based in part off of this book as well. And then they're going to have an opportunity for people to, like, let's talk about it. Let's have a discussion. And I'm very interested in that because I think a large reason why we see our children on these college campuses acting a plumb fool, a biblical definition of a fool, is because they too are looking for purpose and identity. And we need to do our part to make sure that our children are not walking out here like blank checks for anyone to write an agenda on, but that we, as parents, as citizens, are giving them a meaningful purpose.
And so this will be this talk back, and tickets are available, and it's coming up, not this weekend, but it is within 2 weeks, right? It's, well, it's April, less than that,
Sunday,
April 6th.
Yeah, Sunday, April 6th. You can go to theweisman.org, WEITZMAN.org. It's a Jewish History Museum downtown Center City. Not Center City, but downtown.
Yeah. Independence Hall.
Pennsylvania. Yeah, Independence Hall, right there, the Jewish History Museum. You can go out there and go to the event section. Doors open at 12:30 p.m. on Sunday, and the screening starts at 1 p.m.
Great. Kathy, what else is coming up on your big show? Because you've been preempted by a lot of sports.
I have been preempted by a lot of sports. So we've been talking about this right here, actually. And I've been talking a lot with Irma as well about what's just happening in the Middle East right now. Tensions are beyond simmering. They're brewing right now. This topic is not something that's just happening to the Jews or just happening to the Muslims. It's not just a Middle Eastern issue. Irma, do you want to talk about any of that?
Specifically, what's the question? Excuse me?
No, just the intensity, the timing of this particular film and the intensity of what's happening in the Middle East right now.
Correct. Okay, so the film is, of course, the war has been going on forever, and we need to keep the information relevant because it's a constant barrage of information mm-hmm. sometimes does not get to the general public. That's number one. Number two, right now Israel is going through, the World Zionist Congress is going through an election. Right. And American Jews have to become aware and they've got to get involved. Out of 7 million American Jews, only 125,000 or so voted in the 2020 World Zionist Congress election. The World Zionist Congress is the presentation of the diaspora Jews here in America. It's comprised also of the world, which is a smaller percentage, and of Israelis, but we're concentrated on American Jewish people voting so that we can solve some of the problems that are associated with the war. So, for example, in Judea and Samaria, which is the biblical heartland of Israel for both Jews and Christians, mind you, there is a lack of security for the people that live there, and they're living in bordered by towns that are support Hamas or the PLO, which have constantly berated and brought crime into the Jewish neighborhoods, which they call settlements. But if you think about it, it's Jewish neighborhoods that have been there, Jews that have been there for 3,000, 5,000 years, if you go back to the beginning of time, and they don't live safely. And the World Zionist Congress has $1 billion every year that they can allocate.
A lot of money.
And they can allocate to the safety of these neighborhoods.
Which is so important.
Samaria.
It's so important.
And I'm running on Slate 7,
yes.
which is Israel 365 Action. And our sole purpose is to make Judea and Samaria sovereign and make Israel sovereign over its territories and control its borders. And we're looking at a one-state solution.
Yeah, Irma Freilich, the Weitzman, April 6th, great event. Thank you so much.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.